You know, for many, this time of year means the start of college football, but not this year. Without game days and everything that goes along with tailgating, some college towns across our region, including here in Laramie, will look different, and they're going to sound different, too, as Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen explains.
For Casey Stevenson, this is what this time of year usually sounds like.
Ladies and gentlemen, for your halftime enjoyment, the 2018 edition of your Western Thunder Marching Band.
Stevenson is a member of the marching band here at the University of Wyoming. They're known as the Western Thunder.
We spend probably at least 8 or so hours a day on game days playing for fans. So without the bands for on game days, like, it would be awfully quiet.
Like today, Stevenson and I are sitting outside War Memorial Stadium, and the only sound filling the air is the wind blowing against the flagpole and the motor of a few university lawnmowers. Since Stevenson is a senior this year, this will be our last season. So it was difficult when the Mountain West Conference fall sports season was canceled.
I broke down. Like, it was absolutely devastating.
Plus, Stevenson has a pretty important job in the band.
This past season was my first season as head drum major, and it was a dream come true.
It's up to her to lead the entire band, directing them what to play and when to play it. And there's a lot of moving parts, literally. Plus, a lot of work that needs to get done before anyone steps out on the field.
So you have your wind line, which includes all of, like, the wind instruments. They have to learn music, memorize music, learn their drill, memorize where they're going, and, like, putting all of that together. And then you have the drum line, who they spend hours upon hours perfecting every little stroke and everything.
And of course, they have to memorize their music and moves as well. And let's not forget the auxiliary line, visual performers, dancers, baton twirlers, and all things pom-pom.
So it's a lot of working parts to put on just like that 8-minute halftime show.
And it's not just the Mountain West Conference that's affected. The Big Sky Conference called off its fall sports season, too. Cannon Chain is a student at the University of Montana and a member of the Grizzly Marching Band.
I kind of had a feeling that it was going to happen or they would push it to the spring. Just was uncertain as to how the season would look since our main performance venue was the football games.
Shane says so much of marching band is about really energizing the crowd and the team. On game days, everything revolves around that.
Usually if the kickoff is at 1 p.m., the band meets at 9 a.m., we have a rehearsal. We work on last minute edits of our show. We do something called Grizzwalk here.
That's where the band lines up along the sidewalk outside the athletics building. They form a kind of musical tunnel for the players to walk through on their way to the stadium to warm up. Cannon says it usually draws a pretty good crowd of fans, too, that dance around and cheer for the players and the band. But Shane's favorite song to play is actually one you might recognize from the radio.
Shut Up and Dance. It's a really unique arrangement. It's fun to play, especially the piccolo part.
That one is popular with a lot of college bands, actually. Here's one rendition. Shane says they're trying to come up with other ways to play for fans. Somewhere that's still outdoors, but in smaller groups. Western Thunder in Wyoming is trying to do that too. But in the meantime, Casey Stevenson says she's been reflecting back on some of her favorite marching band memories.
Getting to conduct Cowboy Joe at the end of the game after we won, there's a picture of me actually. I'm conducting and I'm just grinning from ear to ear. And like, just one of the best feelings ever.
For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.